Knuckle was not very familiar with mole talk. Biscuit could see how anxious he was about Spingo, so he translated Skirple's scheme to the Confluent chief.
Friar Skirple plans on having his crew dig two tunnels, one from the left, the other from the right. Owing to the soft earth, they'll start a short distance away. The tunnels will slope gradually, instead of going straight down, with mole crew shoring up the holes as they go. Spingo will be reached from both sides when the tunnels are completed. Do you see the oak tree on the left and the big sycamore on the right, sir?
Knuckle looked from one tree to the other.
Aye. I sees him, Bisco. Is he part of the plan?
Bisky nodded.
Right, sir. The moles will attach two of their longest ropes, one to each tree, as a safety measure. That way, they'll be able to haul Spingo and themselves back out again. Don't worry. If any beast can reach your daughter, it'll be Friar Skirple and his mole crew. There's no better diggers in all Mossflower.
By now, the full complements of Gowsum and Gonflins had arrived. Knuckle turned to Skirple.
Is there anything we can do to help yous?
The Black Otter Zaran answered for the friar.
We help by letting moles do their job. If you need something to do, then arm yourselves and watch the cave entrance below. Danger could come from that place. Balis is in there, and whites, carrion birds, many reptiles also.
Garl, the new logalog, drew his rapier, nodding to Knocko, who was stringing a bow.
What do you say, Pikehead? Shall our bucko stand sentry?
Knocko fitted a shaft onto his bowstring.
Right, mate. And if in just one snotty snout pokes out of there, we'll show him the meaning of slaughter.
The long ropes were in place, secured tightly to both trees. Biscuit saw the debris of loose earth, pebbles and broken roots showering out from two directions as the mole crews commenced their dig. Rooter and soil claw from one side, gravel and rutter from the other. Friar Skirple assisted Frub and Bergie, dashing from one tunnel to the other with paws full of green willow boughs. These were quickly fashioned into rough frames and forced into the sides of the diggings, shoring them against any sudden collapse. Spingo was wakened from a semi-conscious reverie by heavy snuffling and a paw scraping her back. The Gonflin maid squeaked in alarm as loose earth began cascading in on her. Then the reassuring rumble of a mole voice made itself known.
You're welcome, miss. Don't ye be fretting. We'm soon have ye out of here.
The huge stone slab shifted above them, dropping lower as another mole inquired from the other side of Spingo.
You're Grabble. Have ye reached the poor creature yet?
Grabble spat out sandy soil, gathering in the slack of the rope on his side.
Poor oi, she'm been a-suffering down here. I'll just get ye rope about ye, missy. Don't ye be afeard, young'un.
Soilclaw burrowed through from the other side. In total darkness, he fumbled about until he found rutter and gravel. Soilclaw passed down the other rope. There was a rumble as the rock slab slipped even lower. Realising there was no time left for further manoeuvre, Friar Skirple dug furiously, pulling himself along by the rope from the left, hawking soil and bellowing,
"Get ye out! See we made a new cell!"
His last words were drowned out as the entire hole collapsed inward, soil, sand, stone, roots, and the massive rock slab.